What about the role of local excision for rectal cancer?
That's an area of investigation, and particularly if you're looking at the patients that had a really good response to the preoperative therapy. As a local excision, you remove the primary lesion, but you don't ever really sample the nodal status intentionally. So you worry about that. We are looking at some of that data to try to figure out, you know, is there a way to say, yeah, gee, this patient could benefit, could not. I think the better way to approach it is a sphincter-saving operation at this point in our understanding of this disease. So that's obviously maintaining the rectal mechanism, but on the other hand, getting rid of the cancer and the nodal tissue with it.
Can you talk about your approach to the decision about whether to do an AP resection?
Pretty much has to be really near the anal junction. It has to really be low. Because otherwise, if it's even a centimeter beyond the sphincter, coloanal anastomosis can be performed. At the time of surgery, requires a diverting ileostomy for at least 6 weeks just to make sure the healing occurs. So yes, you maintain bowel movements without a bag, but there's morbidity associated with that because, as you can imagine, a lot of the colon's removed and what remains is down at the anus now. So the number of bowel movements, the consistency of the bowel movements are affected. But I think given that choice of wearing a bag, I think most patients will take, let me work on it. Because a lot of that can be improved upon with diet and some kind of stool manipulation that you can change the consistency to try and decrease the frequency.
Any questions that you get from surgeons in practice about the management of rectal cancer?
Well, I think a lot of this, I have this situation, what should I do? And oftentimes that's growth into other structures, similar to the colon cancer question. And I think also the adequate assessment or staging of the primary lesion. Sometimes that's maybe not as good as it could be, and it's such a key piece of information in planning for the patient's treatment.